Hundreds of people gathered in Santa Ana earlier this month to celebrate its downtown. The city center there was recognized as one of the great neighborhoods of 2016 by the American Planning Association. Now, that's a validation of sorts for city officials and developers for their decade-long effort to improve the area, but a whole lot of folks aren't happy with what's going on in Santa Ana. Gustavo Arellano is editor of OC Weekly. He's here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
First, take us to downtown, as you call it, Santa Ana. What it looks like now and how has it changed?
So downtown Santa Ana about a decade ago was still very, very Latino. A lot of quinceañera shops, a lot of travel agencies, bookstores and the like. Now you still have, there's still quinceañera shops there and you still have like beauty salons and whatnot. But now you have, your typical gastropubs and restaurants. There's a sausage place. There's a food hall. Full disclosure, my wife is one of the tenants there. What other cool businesses? Whiskey bars and all that sort of stuff.
You're describing Boyle Heights is what you're doing.
Maybe. But that's the interesting thing. Boyle Heights, Echo Park, Silver Lake, basically the gentrification that has been hitting Latino neighborhoods all over the United States has been happening in Santa Ana for a decade, but really in the past 5 years, it's hit overdrive. And with this basically victory celebration for the developers and city council members, now that's where people are really, really upset about
That's why they're upset, is because there's so much development. Does that mean the prices for these places are going sky high?
What was interesting was there was about 25 to 30 protesters, and the people who were celebrating themselves, they were not happy with the protesters at all. But there was a sign that I thought was very poignant. They said basically this, the sign said, I'm paraphrasing here, but this award is going to jack up my rent. So what happens with gentrification? Unfortunately, the working class folks get pushed out. And Santa Ana, it's a city which I've been covering now for 15 years. And it's funny because the city is celebrating this, but they're not celebrating how the city is still one of the most crowded cities in the United States, how it's still one of the most park-poor cities in the United States. They never celebrated the 2004 study that called Santa Ana the hardest city in the United States to live in. I mean, Santa Ana has a lot of problems that really need to be fixed. And I think with these protesters, they were bringing up a valid point. The city has put so much effort and money into the downtown at the expense of people who actually live there.
Is there a way for the two sides to come together? Can we find a way? I mean, is there a way to say, hey, look, gentrification happens. This is all a part of progress.
It's funny because you're going to see sort of a truce, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend at the Dia de los Muertos celebration that happens in another part of the downtown area. You have 50,000 to 60,000 people. So you'll see both of those crowds mix. But, I mean, this has been a problem now that's been going on a decade. There's bad blood on both sides. As a reporter, I have to report on both sides objectively, but also as a resident of the city, yes, change is inevitable, but I also think that it's important to be able to acknowledge, don't be Pollyanna-ish about it, and also don't live in the bubble. That's what I would say.
Are we seeing this in other cities across Orange County as well?
A little bit in Anaheim, but the problem with gentrification in Orange County is that we don't have downtowns or we don't have neighborhoods. You have, these communities, but the cities definitely want to see more younger outsiders come in and spend money. So basically what's going on in Boyle Heights, what's going on, what's already happened in Echo Park and Silver Lake, it'll probably come to Orange County as well. And you're seeing it right now in Santa Ana. At least Santa Ana, they're lucky that they haven't had Boyle Heights style protests yet. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.